sorry. It's a chidushim of Taisvis. The first kula of Rabbeinu Tam that there's no schita of libun in the case of anything that's not water. The second chidush of Rabbeinu Tam that schita of mefarek does not apply b'simat tayloch le'ibud. Second kula. And the third and biggest kula of all is the aruch. The aruch holds that a psik reisha, the loy nichalei, is mutar l'chatchila. And he brings two rayas, one from mizalf and yayin agabi yayishim, from the Gemara and Zvachim, where you pour water on the mizbeach and you over the lav, a wine on the mizbeach, and you over on the lav of loy sichba, and from picking the berries off the hadasim. So these were his rayas, the rayas of the aruch. What I tried to explain with the diagram on the board is a hesber in the machlokes to aruch and the shari shayim. The aruch holds the great shalai nichalei is mutar l'chatchila. That's a great kula. Why? So what Rav Chanan says, and I saw now it's Rav Akiva Eiger too, is that the aruch holds of sekresha is aser because al karchach you're a mechaven. Because we say that you can't say you're not mechaven. Al karchach you're mechaven. What we call Rav Chaim Svara. That Svara, that al karchach you're a mechaven, that al karchach you're a mechaven, makes sense by sekresha de nichalei. Because mechaven implies that you want the malach. So that it makes sense by secretion the nichalei we say al karchach yirmechaven. However, by secretion the loy nichalei the aruch holds is mutar l'chatchila because it's like it's not a secretion. It's as if it's not a secretion. It's the same as the whole kula of David Shein Miskaven. And mameila you don't say al karchach yirmechaven. So mameila it's mut. This is the svaras aruch. And other rishonim don't go with this. They go with what we call Rav Shimon's mahalach. Now we don't say al karchach yirah mechaven. Just when something happens, it's all the same ma'isa. When something is definitely going to happen, it's all one ma'isa. If it's all one ma'isa, so you're not. So let's say you're combing your hair, Rav Chanan's case. So if you're vada going to pull out hairs, so that's considered a psik reisha. Then combing and pulling out hairs is the same ma'isa. Memela, it doesn't matter if the psik reisha is nichalei, loy nichalei, any psik reisha is aser. The reason of segregation, the loy nichalei, is more kulidic, according to what we call Rav Shimon's mahalach, is because it remains a balach sheitz richa l'gufa. If it's loy nichalei, it means you don't want the tachlis. So it remains a balach sheitz richa l'gufa. That was, these were the two mahalachim, the mahalach of the aruch and the mahalach of Taisvis. Another nafgamina between them, Reb Shmuel writes, is in a case where something is a psik reisha, but you're not aware of it. You don't know it. Let's say something is vade going to happen, but you don't know it. Let's say somebody is going to open up a refrigerator. And you know, not the person opening it, you're watching him. You know that the light is on. But he doesn't know that the light is on. He assumes it's not on. When he opens that, that's a psik reisha. Is that Asur, is that mutter? Am I allowed to let him open it or not? Pashtus, what would you say? He's doing a malacha, he's opening the refrigerator and turning the light, I have to stop him. But according to the Aruch, it's mutter. According to what we, again, we're calling it Reb Chaim Svara, the Aruch. Why is it mutter? Because it's a Darvish Shein HaMiskaven. If it's a Psik Reisha, we say, Al Karchach Yor HaMachaven. But if he doesn't know about it, you can't say al karchach yirah mechaven. If he's not aware of it at all, he assumes that it's not going to happen, so you can't say yirah mechaven. He has no yediyah. That would be another kula of the aruch. Now, before you run and say, well, we'll rely on Reb Chaim and we'll be mekel, Shno Reb Chaim says this svara into the Rambam. He doesn't paskin like this svara. He's made there to mahalchim. Reb Chaim is on Matis Morso, which we're going to get to on Vav Amid Beis. Reb Chaim is not paskin like this Svara. When I call Reb Chaim Svara, Reb Chaim writes the Svara in his sefer. That doesn't mean he's paskening this way. This is in the Aruch. We do not paskin like the Aruch, and therefore we're not makel. However, the Shita Aruch is a tziruf, it's a sniff in many cases, and that's why the Shita Aruch is very significant in halacha. You know, we don't paskin like him. But there are cases where it does come up. There's a Trumas Hadeshim. This is known as the Kula of the Trumas Hadeshim. What the Trumas Hadeshim really says is that we paskin like the Aruch by a Malacha Derabanan. If you have a Malacha which is a Derabanan anyway, then you can be Saimech on the Sheet of the Aruch, which means the Psikresh of the Lei Nichalei. What's an example of this? Again, many electronic examples. If it's a light, it's a deraisa. Many lights are deraisa. So let's say somebody walks into a building and there's a video camera. He walks in, they're going to take a picture of him. So that is a derabana. There's no permanent image. So God, but he's ainim iskavim. He's not interested. If he'd want the picture to be taken, it would be as a derabana. If he doesn't care, it's a davar sheino miskavim. But it's a psik reisha delei nichalei. Psik reisha, it's going to happen, but it's lei nichalei. Trumas Hadeshim says that by a derabanan, psik reisha delei nichalei is mutter. The Trumas Hadeshim holds this mutter l'chadchel. In other words, the aruch is meikel even by nesa deraisa, psik reisha delei nichalei. And that we don't pass them like the aruch. But the Trumas Hadeshim says that by a derabanan you could be meikel. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Aleph, Sifkat Yud Aleph, does not paskin like the Trumas Hadeshim either. But B'Shas Hadchak, we are Saimach on the Trumas Hadeshim. B'Shas Hadchak, when there are other Tzerufim, we are Mekel. A Rav in the 21st century has to know this Trumas Hadeshim, because there are many Shilas that have to do with electricity, which come down to the Trumas Hadeshim, the Rabbanans. If somebody's in a situation where his alarm is on, the lights of an alarm control box are the Rabbanan, the phosphorus lights. And if it's a Shas HaTchak, you can't get a guy. So it's enough in the Trumas Hadeshim that you can open and close the doors. The next morning you have to get a guy. But let's say it's late at night, as one to the Shalom Zohar. Shalom Zohar is already right after the Surah, late at night. Somebody didn't realize. He came in to ask me a Shaila that he has the light switches on. Now, late at night, it's very hard to get a guy. So if you can't get a guy, you send him to Trumas Hadeshim. You open and close the doors with a shinai, as an extra tzirah, you can close. But you, lemaisa, you send him to Trumas Hadeshim. Because you don't care if the control box doesn't matter to you. Well, in case, God forbid, there's a robber who breaks in, you run over the control, you could see which window was open, where you got in. But not when you open the door, you don't. You know where you came in, you don't have to.
You're happy, it
works. It works is not. You don't need that light to go on. You want to know, you need that the whole system is working.
The window go on, say you open the door, you didn't find that right. The window go on, and then
you. I don't have an alarm system, but do people constantly run over and make sure it works? Is that what they're doing? Okay. If a person is nichalei, you're right. If you have a person who's nichalei, I jotted down a few of the cases that I brought down in Paiske with the Trumas Hadeshim or the Aruch. One is, I think, a well-known shaila about cutting a cake that has letters. Cutting a cake that has letters on it, which the Ramah paskins is aser. It's aser to cut a cake that has lettering because of the malacha of mechek. You're breaking up a letter. Now, is that a deraisa or a rabbana? Mechika? Meichek, if it's not Avinach Lichtai, the Chik is a Drabana. The Chik of cutting a letter is a Drabana. The Ramah Pasnat L'Chumra. The Naida B'Yehuda, Shiva brings down argues. He says it's a darbashayna miskavim. So you don't care when you cut a cake, you don't care if the cut comes between the letters or on the letters. And it's psikresha, even if you're cutting on the letters, it's psikresha dolei nichalei. And it's a drabana. So he argues that it should be mutter. He says it's also a makalkel. He is that it's a makalkel because you're ruining the letters and they're not readable anymore. And the Nabi Yehuda wants to be makel basically on the Trumas Hadeshim. So Mishnah Berurah is not Saimach on this. It says except Derech Achila. You're allowed to bite into things with letters on them. If you bite into it, you're still breaking the letters. So Mishnah Berurah says there's a Svara that Derech Achila is more kal. So that, plus the Trumas Hadeshim, the Mishnah Berurah is made.
The letters,
biting into the letters. You bite a cake, you bite the letters.
Symbolizing
that.
Cut with your fork, you just can't.
That's
like biting,
huh? I'm not so sure. So that's one example of where it comes up. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down also in Hilchos Sukkos. The din is you're not allowed to put an esrog down on a beged. Not allowed to put an esrog down on top of any beged because it's ma'ilud reyach in the beged. It gives the beged a smell. Ma'ilud reyach, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish Hilches that it's aser to put an esrog down on top of a beged. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a shas hadchak. You have no place to put the esrog in a safe place. Efshir, he says, it could be saimech on the aruch and the Trumas Hadeshim. Shas hadchak, you want to put the esrog in a safe place. So he says it's an issa d'rabbanon. Being ma'ilud reyach in a beged is only a d'rabbanon. So he says maybe it could be saimech already. It's a d'rabbanon. It's a d'avashen miskavet. It's psikreshid olay nichalei. Same cheshvin. So therefore he says that it would be mutter. Efshir, he says it could be saimech on it. I guess the efshir is if it's a nefesh asadchak. Maybe Yehuda's kula should really apply to a wrapper also. Maybe Yehuda's kula should apply to a wrapper too. The thing is that the Mishnah Berurah is Saimach on Yehuda only Derech Achila, which obviously doesn't apply to a wrapper. What is interesting is it would seem that you can rip open a bag if it's not a psik resha that you're going to rip letters. And sometimes you're ripping right on the letters, so it's a psik resha, so there's no hazard. But sometimes you open a bag in a way that's not a psik resha. Sometimes it will rip the letter, sometimes not. But it's not a psik resha. If people say you have to be careful not to rip the letters, if you're not mechavin, it's not a psik resha, that'll be what? Like the view themselves will probably be not there even by opening bags. It's in the Dagum Ravava, which is maybe there's notes on the side of this Ramah, which is Simin Shimlamid. Either Shem Lam Avav, Shem Lam Zayin, wherever it is in the this Ramah is, it's on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch. Third example, I showed somebody today. The Chazon Ish writes that we have Misukraisa de Nezaisa in our homes. We do have Misukraisa de Nezaisa in our house. So he writes that when you close a faucet, every faucet has a washer. That washer is the plug between the water, the pipe with the water, and where the water comes out. When the washer gets worn out, it starts to drip. So the Chazon Ish writes that squeezing that washer, which absorbs water, is a shail of schita. It's mamish misafraisa din azaisa. So he writes that the reason we're mekel is because we're saimach on the aruch. So Yossi tells me that our washes are different probably than the Chazon Ish's washes. Our washes are hard rubber, they don't absorb any water, so maybe it's different. But again, my point is not so much the shy, the Lamaisa as the shy. Again, that the issue of the Trumas Hadeshen comes up again Lamaisa. Ramesh has a shaila about going to the mikvah on Shabbos. that when a person wipes their hair afterwards, so tzicha osur to be mechavin, to squeeze the water out of hair, schita b'seyar, is certainly osur, as Tosis brought down. I'll explain to you what the Tosis brought, Lashon Ein schita b'seyar, I'll explain that in a minute. But the question is, if you wipe yourself in a way that will shalei b'miskavin cause a schita b'seyar, is that mutter? No, if you're going to wipe your hair, then it's going to be mechavin, then it's awesome. So as a person wipes his body and his hair on the body, or a person wipes his mouth and he has a mustache, sometimes it's even miskavin. So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in the Igros Moshe Tzchevak Aleph, Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, he says that libun by the body is not shayach libun. No, it's a libun. You're allowed to wash your skin. You're allowed to wash the body. It's just the issa mefarei. He says that's a drabbanan. You're not interested in the water that comes out. So if it's a psikresha, the lainichalei, it's more of a lima tzchus on those who do it. It's a lima tzchus on those who do it. Ramesh says not to do it in a way that's a psikresha, but those who do, the lima tzchus is that you have the tshuva sadesh.
Well, like,
yeah.
And the other person can, like, you know, heat up
where it
washes
the
face, and so what? If you wipe your face, your eyebrows get
wet,
water.
If
you wash your face.
If it's a psikresha, then those who are mekel, asana, hanichum, sadesh, that's what Ramesh is saying. Believe it's those who are mekel, but certainly, you shouldn't do it in the way that's a psikresha. Now, I'm not going to go through the rest of the Lashon of Tosfos just because it'll take the rest of the shiur. I'd like to point out a few lines of Tosfos that are important. People ask sometimes if it's mutter to squeeze oil out of potato kugel or latkes. If you have a very oily latkes or potato kugel, and there are people who squeeze the oil out of it, what would you say? Is that mutter or asr? What type of libun? What type of skit is that? Libun, it's not. You're not cleaning the kugel. The shayla mefarek. What? It's mefarek. Mefarek that you don't want. Leibud. It's leibud, which Rabbeinu Tam is meikel, but we're not. What? Is it bayer? Okay, it's not bayer. Question is why all these cases shouldn't be bayer. I'll explain to you possible these answer in a minute. More. The Mishnah Berurah actually talks about it. He doesn't talk about squeezing oil out of kugel. He talks about squeezing oil out of lakshin, which apparently was made different than it's made today. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two lines of Tosfos. If you look further down in Tosfos, the first beginning of the line, the parentheses where it says kuf mem hei yamin aleph, kivashim shasasham agufam pater umutter. Kivashim are like pickles. Well, some people like those, what are those, hot peppers. And some people like the hot peppers. Usually they get it from Eretz Yisrael. Mostly Israelis who like this kind of stuff, right? So you get a hot peppers, and people like to squeeze, I don't know why, I see it by the table, people like to squeeze the liquid out of the hot peppers. That makes it sharper or less sharp? I don't know.
Less
sharp. Okay, so it's not the He-Man thing to do, but the question is, they let us squeeze it out. So Tosfos says, "Kvashim shesach don lagufam pater amuter." Hayel veitzarch l'mayim ayayis. Then by kvah, it's a Gemara. You're allowed to squeeze the liquid out of these pickles because you don't need the water that's coming out. V'hash shavagav deitzarch hayel liyis aser. It's a kasha. If you argue or make a time, you hold liibud is aser. Why is that muter? I read the mitzino l'maymar the dafke kvashim shari. That there it's mutter. Why? What you're really doing is you're not separating two things. You're not taking a liquid out of a solid. You're taking part of the food out of the food. A pickle, it has pickle juice. You squeeze some of the juice out. You're not squeezing out all of the pickle juice. You're making it have less juice. That's uchle de ifris. You're separating part of the food from the other. That ain't shame mashkala. That's not called a drink. What you're squeezing out. Mishnah Berurah. It's Tosfos saying more than the heter, a different heter, not the heter of watermelon. Even if this would be the derech, it's only uchadofis, it's only food that's separated. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this down about squeezing the oil out of the kugel. He brings down two reasons to be mekel, but one of them is this Tosfos. It's in, let me just tell you, it's Sif Chashim Shasavta, and it's Shin Ches, Shin Chav, Siv Zayin and Ches. Where the Mishabur brings this down, and he's Mekel. Now, oranges from oranges is Aser. Because that's not a chud, it doesn't have a din of a chud office, because that is, you, it's not the, but you want the orange juice. Right, so you know that. And whether that's the rice and rabbana, or whether oranges today are like grapes and kind of like, well, it's not clear.
Yeah,
it has to be the ibud. It has to be the ibud. Now, what the question that Gadi asked, that it should be bairer, so that it's definitely not bairer. It's something the Mefarshim ask. The reason it's not bairer is probably because you're leaving a lot of the oil in. You're allowed, let's say you have a watery challenge, you're allowed to pour off a lot of the water, as long as you don't pour out all the water. In bairer, you don't separate it totally, you just take out some of it, and you leave some of it in, there are, it's water, and that's probably the reason it's not bairer, without getting into all the hilchos bairer today. Another line of Taisus that is important is Taisus said, Ein Tzchita B'Seyar. Let me explain that too. Ein Tzchita B'Seyar means, and here, there's no Issa Tzchita, because D'Oraisa, because here does not absorb water. Cloth absorbs water. The water is taken into the cloth. The cloth itself becomes waterlogged. Hair does not absorb water. When you have, you finish a shower and you have water in your hair, that's surface tension that holds water on the hair. It's not absorbed in the hair. And because it's on the surface, not absorbed, there's no schita d'oraisa. It's not similar to squeezing out a grape or taking a dash, threshing. And therefore, it's mutim in atayr, it's an issur d'rabbanan of schita b'seya. Dolasim in d'rabbanan, for example, toothbrush. Nylon toothbrush, brushing with water is not an issa d'oraisa. It's asa d'rabbanan. Each bristle of a toothbrush doesn't absorb water. It's just that the surface tension of the bristles holds water, and that's aser. Squeezing a wet toothbrush is aser because of schita b'seyer, which is an iser, but it's only on the level of an iser d'rabbanan. It's not an iser d'oraisa. In the toothbrush, it'd be different to mouthwash. So the shita of Rabbeinu Tam will be more kula there, because ain libun. Libun is only the mind. The thing is, it's a little hard to say that on something that's made to clean with, as we said, libun is only with water. So first of all, we're not saying on that. But even like Rabbeinu Tam, it's a little hard to say that if you use an agent that's made to clean with, that's not called libun. Toothpaste? But you didn't use it with a toothbrush. Use it with your finger. No, toothbrush. With the water? It could be liquid like Shabbos soap, which is not mamache. But use a toothbrush with water, with the liquid. Not aware of okay, this is the issue of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Aruch, and this is the third part of Taisus, which is the most famous, the Shittas Aruch. At the end of Taisus, Taisus has his fourth Chiddush, who Ba'aruch Pirish Lashon Acher. It's the last one, two, three, four lines of Taisus. The end of a line, the Ba'aruch Pirish Lashon Acher, V'sichrayit in the Zaisus, Timas Giga Shal Sheikhar, Asla Hadaika. Why you're not allowed to stick it in? The Shema Tevatel Astima Eitel Hagigis, V'yasakli V'shabis. Totally good thing. You might stick this stuffer into the barrel. You might leave it there permanently, and you'll end up making a clean shot. So we don't understand these words. What do the words mean? You're sticking a stopper into a barrel, and if you're going to take it in and out, you're not making a clean. That's a klal in Hilchos Shabbos. Anything made to take in and out is no malacha. You're allowed to open and close a window. If you have a hole in the wall, you're not allowed to stuff it up with anything. That's fine. How can you allow to open and close a window or a door? Because one of the rules in Hilchos Shabbos is something made to open and close constantly. There's no din of baina. There's no malachas baina. Something that's made to open and close, that's what it's made for. So if you have a stima in a gigas made to open and close, you're not making a keli. So to aruch shema tevatel astima. You might leave it there permanently. Maybe next time you want to drink, you'll open it in a different spot. The yasakli b'shabbos. So the Rebbe says, I don't understand. And there are the Rebbe, the hechidam. If when you stick it in you mean to leave it there permanently, that's not a psikresha, that's mechavin. If you stick it in the liver, that's mechavin. So what's going on? I don't understand. This sheet is a mechudish tikkakula. And mechudish tikka kula, that even if you're mechavin to do the malacha, you're mechavin, but you're not mechavin for the chashivas of the malacha. You stick it in, you want to leave it there permanently, but you're not thinking that you're making a kli, that's also something which is ainim iskavin. It's a psikresha, it's aser, but it's ainim iskavin. We do not pass like this last sheet of the aruch. And therefore, I'm not. Even though there are cases, this is where it comes up, but it's not so. It's not negay at all because we don't pass it. So these are the four chidushim of this taisis: schita of libon, schita of nefarek, the two kulas, the aruch kula of davishen miskavin, and the last aruch kula that it's a davishen miskavin. If you're doing something, but you're not mechavim for the chashivas that you're making the kli, you're just sticking it in immediately. Basically, this Taisvis is the lumdus of this Amid. I'd like still to discuss with you a number of cases, just sort of to finish the sugya. But in your preparation time, you still need to get to the Gemara, to get halfway down the Amid Beis, because the next Gemara is a quick Gemara. What I would like to do Sunday is mention to you a few of the Achroinim on the sugya of two things, schita and davreshen miskavim. I hope this Sunday to collect a number of tshuvas. I hope if I get to it tomorrow to make a photostat of a few tshuvas in the Achrayim, which 2 weeks ago should have been Chinese to you, but now hopefully, I don't say English or Hebrew, whichever comes easier, you know. It should be much more readable, and everything should make a lot more sense to you. And I'd like to go through that, but at the same time, I'd like to get moving in the Gemara. There's a tshuva d'igros Moshe chelek bei siman ayin, which, if you read it now, should read very beautifully. Uh-huh. There's one part arachayim bechelek bei siman ayin regarding the question people ask about wet napkins. The way he phrases it, are you allowed to make the napkin wet before you wipe the table? The way it usually comes up is that something spills on the table, and as you're wiping the table, after the Shabbos Suda, the napkin gets wet. The question is if you could keep on wiping with that napkin. So Ramesha, in being discussing the Shaila, I mean, the way he structures the Tshuva is right away. I mean, anybody would understand. You have to discuss two things. Schita of Libun, and schita of nefarek. So if you read the tshuva, you'll see it's a one paragraph tshuva. He starts off talking about malabe, then he talks about nefarek, and then he talks about davashay miskavim. That's the way it should be. So it's an interesting tshuva. I'll read to you briefly. Belishreis nayar, to soak paper b'mayim in water, lekaneach ezadava, to wipe something, mashlichen leibud, and the napkin afterwards goes into the garbage. Poshet shein lesser, he says it's more. So like this. Well, Shaykh Malabain Binayar Hahalakhibut. This is Ramesh's Chiddush. There's no Malabain on a napkin if you're gonna throw it into the garbage afterwards. You're worried that you're cleaning the napkin? Cleaning the napkin? It's something you throw into the garbage. And he says, Ba'afin Nayar Shanishakayim, Nami Lai Mislabin Bamayim. The truth is, even if you're keeping it, holding on to the napkin, it doesn't become clean with water. El miskalkel, it just gets ruined when it gets water. Because no one is going to squeeze out the water because he wants to reuse the napkin. This is referred to a case of a beged that's spread on top of a chavis, where even if it gets wet, since he's not chayish shosaychtai, it's more durable. Nayar, afachomayar, ain't a chayish shosaychtai. People don't squeeze out napkins to reuse them. Koshken, kashayloch libon, ideemayin, shein lachashi yisheh. So that's the first part of his tshuva, which is libon. So libon is one. What about the farek? What about dash? Now where does dash come in? So he explains that really when you're wiping a table, you're happy that some of the liquid from the napkin comes onto the table. It's easier to wipe. Especially if you have something sticking to the tablecloth. It's easier to wipe, so you really, when you wipe it, maybe it should be aser because some of the liquid is going to come out. Now that case of Shulchan Aruch is the case of Sfug. Tysus brought down Sfug is a nap, is a sponge. Which if it has a handle, you're allowed to use it. If it has no handle, you're not allowed to use it to wipe the table. Ach uloi dami l'sfug, shetzarach l'beis achizah. Maybe it should be like a sponge, which the Gemara says, Tysus brought down, is only mutter if it has a handle. Shum shagam b'mayim uskita de mefaret. Shepash v'sloshen ha-tor v'shulchan aruch, hu b'mayim, the loike Tysus suvis da'vav, shepir shul din yishemen. Tysus said the case of svug is that there's oil in the svug. That's what Tysus brought down at the beginning of the end of the skinny line, the beginning of the wide line. So shulchan aruch is mashma, so there's water in the svug. And yet it's mefaret. He says, "Akula, the lechayit should be aser. Just like you're not allowed to use a wet sponge, you shouldn't be allowed to use a wet towel." Now, this is where the tshuva is hard. Abu mistaver de benayar ein lahashiv zelas tita, the loy nivla b'teichanada. These words I don't understand. He says, "By paper." It's not schita, because water doesn't absorb in paper. It sounds like he's calling it like schita b'seyar, right? So water doesn't get absorbed in paper. You see, you want to know what this means. Now you know what it means, right? Gam b'seyar, shavadei l'nivla, asam midrabanan. So even if they say paper doesn't absorb, it should be asam midrabanan. But come on, even the ain't a b'secha kli. This part we have to figure out. It's seven or eight lines. First of all, I don't know what he means paper doesn't absorb. What he means like loose leaf paper. Loose leaf paper, I don't know if it really absorbs much water. But if he's talking about a napkin, he it seems it does absorb. But even Taniach, it doesn't absorb. Should be also a tchita b'seyer. So Taisis, it'll be mutter. Why? Dr. Ramay, should it be mutter? Why? Now, his chesh been here. Needs a little bit of iyun. If you figure it out, which I hope you'll try, it's a little similar to his other Ravavas chesh been. That's the Shein Muscavim by Rabbanan, and it's also a Makalkel. Look at this tshuva. It's an important tshuva. There's another tshuva which I'd like to do with you on Sunday, because I myself would like to be Yared La'im Keshel Davar. That's a tshuva in Rav Elyashiv. There's a sefer called Kaivitz Tshuvas, which is here in the it's in the Beis Medrash in the Tshuva Svarim. There's a tshuva there from Rav Elyashiv about contact lenses, about the din of contact lenses on Shabbos, the new soft lenses, which are also Shailah Shchita and Dov Shem Miskaben. Again, it's a tshuva which is kedai to go through. It could be 2 weeks ago you wouldn't have understood it. Today it should be more clear to you. I'd like to go through that tshuva as well. There's another tshuva. There are others. I remember it's page memo memalo. I don't remember the tshuva number. There's only one copy in the yeshiva. It's probably kedai to make copies of it. So Sunday I'd like to go through a number of these tshuvas, but at the same time, I'd like you to make a laning on the next Gemara so that we can get to the bottom of the other phase rather than